I met a Baal Tshuva this week. He's been learning in Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. He said to me, he learns, you know, he learns Gemara, he learns Halacha, he learns Hashkofe, Sefer Machshava. He said to me that the Iker is to learn Sifrei Machshava. So, halacha, okay, you need to know halacha, but that's just nothing in it really. Iker is to learn Sifrei Machshava. That tells you about Kodesh Baruch Hu. That connects you with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Halacha doesn't really connect you with Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's the rules. Hey, get about it. You have to be a Jew, so the rules of the club. You have to keep the rules. It doesn't connect you with Kodesh Baruch Hu. I didn't say anything. I didn't have the time. I don't know if it was by Achrayas either. Sheyev, Shadish. Or Achmad el Itzlan. Osa loimad dvorim eil. Well, I can understand how a bitch could come to such a mistake. Maybe it's a chisorn in the Shivi's learning in place. Whoever was Makariv him, they're there. Maybe he hasn't finished the course, so it's fresh. Rahman al Islam. Halicha is oilam loy. Al tikri halicha is al alochas. Kol ashoyle alochas bechol yoyim. Hai se ben oilam abo. Oilam abo is dveikus b'ashem yisborach. He doesn't say kol ashoyle alochas bechol yoyim. That's just a t'nai. And if you're showing Sifrei Machshava, how is it ben oilam haba? La shoyle halachas b'chol yoyim, how is it ben oilam haba? Halichos oilam loy, al tirke halichos al halachas. Now how is he toying? It was his toss. What's the Hezbah Dvorim, Taka? Halicha is Oilam Noi. We've said it to Santa Parsha. Zois Chukas HaTor. Shetziu Hashem Noi. Dr. Ashi from Chazal, Nefi HaSotn Ve'umis HaOilam, Moini Nes Yisrael Loima, Ba Mitzvah Zois, the Satan and the Umes Ha'olam. What's the pshat for Satan and the Umes Ha'olam? The Chayre. Gemara says, "In brachas galiv yadua shere lefanecha shere tzadeinu lasis is ritzoyichu mi ma'akev sa'or shebeisa v'shibud malchius." The sa'or shebeisa is the yetzahara. Shibud malchius is influences from the guy. Ashgiach, say the tzaddik because shivrocha said, "Come upon me." What's harder, the yetzahara or goyish influences? Shibud malchius. Said once in a shmooze, from the yetzahara, Look, but Lagmid Potter, come on. Yetzirah, we could have patted ourselves years ago. What's the Ikka problem? Shibut Malchis. Thinking like a goy, being mushba with goyish ideas. Did they creep in? Le Mechsel, Le Shlish, Le Revere. Al Kolponim, Ken Zayn, the Sutton. Is the Kenegan the Yetzirah, the Umis Ha'olam. You can't question it. Loshanim Chazal, Choyk Chokakti, Gzeiro Gozarti, Iyato Rashi Lahar Echarel. People have a big mistake. People know that the Torah has Chukim and has Mishpatim. Mishpatim and mitzvahs are mitzvahs where the Tam is Yodua. Tam is nisgalit to us. In Chukim, where the Tam is not nisgalit. Now people think that Chukim are things where there's no Tam. It's a popular way of saying, what's a Choyk? Oh, it has no reason. That's a big mistake. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is B'tzias Chochme, would make something which has no Tam? There's no time to say such a thing. How can Metzias of Chochma do something without a reason, without a time? The Medrash is Mavur over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale the time of Paraduma to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says, I'm Megale the Tam to you, but I'm not Megale the Tam to anyone else. Nor does Moshe Rabbeinu have the Rishus to be Megale the Tam to us. Afilu Shloim HaMelech, who is Chochem Mikol Adam, Omra Echkeva V'hira Choyka Mimeni, Shloim HaMelech didn't chap what the Tam is Mikoyach. His Chochem. His Chochem is a Matonim in HaShomayim, and the Rabbi Shalom wasn't Megale the Tam of Paraduma to him. The Medrash is Mamshich, and the Osid Lavoi, the Rebbe Shalom be Megale the Tam to us. Indeed, the Pshat, the Paraduma, or any other Choyk, doesn't have a Tam. The Pshat is the Rebbe Shalom was not Megale the Tam to us. Hey, Bazei, Tzorchi and Gon. Why? Why the Rebbe Shalom Davke hide the Tam from us? Zois chukas haTorah, choyk chokakti, gzeir gozalti, iatorah shel are acharya. What's the bia hadvar? The Gemara says, soito yutzayin. Also in Chulin, Mischar, Sheoma Avraham Avinu, Anochi Ofa Va'efer, Zochu Bonav Lishtei Mitzvahs, Ofa Soita Va'efer Para. You see, as our Gemara, Vais Dois, that there's some Gilui of the Inyan of the mitzvah of Soito and the mitzvah of Para Aduma, which is connected to this Nakuda that Avraham Avinu said off of Eifer, that he's off of Eifer. What is the Bio Hatvorim? What is the Keshe? There are two sugyas here. Off of Soito and Eifer Para. So our parasha is the Eifer Paro. What we're going to say has a little bit, more than a little bit, has quite a lot to be nogea to offer Soito, to the mitzvah of Soito. That's a separate sugya. We'll leave that on the side. What's Anoichi off of a Eifer? What's the kesher to Paraduma? And thirdly, there's the famous Medrash which Rashi brings, which everybody knows. Pora Aduma, Rashi brings it, Pasuk Chof Beis. He brings from Moshe Darshan, it's also Medrash in Tanchume. V'yikho ilecho mishelohem. Kesheim sheim porku nizme azov le'egel mishelohem kach yoviu zu le'kapora mishelohem. The Pora Aduma is a kapora for the egel azov. Pora Aduma, zogt Rashi, moshul le'ben shivcha shetinev paltin shel melech omru tovei imoi tkanea chatzoya. Moshul to the son of a shivcha, made a mess in the palace of the king. They said, let the mother come and clean it up. Kach tovei poro sechaper al egel. Poro is a kapora for the egel. One of the weiter, this yesod, nidrash, many aspects of the egel azov, of the poro aduma. Davke loza, lor aron, chule. What is the kesher? What's the hesber? It's a nice little vort. Moshe Latinuk, Tove Imoi. What's up? The Pora Aduma is the Imoi from the Egel. What's the kesher? One thing to the other. And if she is the Imoi, or the Indian, an Egel comes from a Pora. How is this Indian of Pora Aduma a kapora for the Egel Azov? There are kama biurim in this idea. We'll go with one yesod over here, which maybe will help us bichlal in avodas Hashem. We were zoicha to Pora Aduma. Where did he say when Anoichi off of Eifer, when he was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Sodom? Rav Avinu first asked, "Is there 50 tzaddikim soicha here?" Rav Hashem says, "Chalila lo." Shavu kol haaretz le'asim. Vayomer Hashem, "If em tzom bisnoim 50 tzaddikim soicha here, v'nososi kol hamokim bavur." Vayomer Avram, "Vayan Avram, vayomer, hinei no ha'alti ledaber el Hashem, v'anoichi ofa v'efer." So Rashi, Ukva hayisi roi liyos ofer al idei amelochim, ve'efer al idei nimroid. He said, "I'm offer ve'efer." He said, "Be'etzim, I should be offer." So I went into the milchama with the melochim, and I should have been killed. I should have been choizel offer, and I should have been turned into ashes by Nimrod when he threw me into the kivshon ha'ish. Lulei rachamecha asher omdu li. It wouldn't be for your rachamim. If I had the nisim in the milchama, nisim in the Nimrod. Rashi wants to explain what is the nekuda Anoichi Ofel Va'efer got to do with asking for rachamim on Bnei on Sodom. Unochazach, if Rav Avinu is coming to say, "Who am I already?" So Anoichi Ofel, what's Ofel Va'efer? When he says Ofel Va'efer, so Chazal saw that he's being basked too in Yonim, off of a Efer. Because how is he Efer? From Nimrod. In Afar? From the Malachim. So Trashi, what was the Nikudim? He's trying to be Ma'ore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. So he was saying, Lulei Rachamecha, I should be off of a Efer. But the Maisa, the Gemara sees, in Anoichi Alpha Va'efer, a Meridik Akara of Avram. Avram Avinu Be'etze was Makir. The Mitzidai, who is Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu is a mensch. Kodul Shevadokim. Chashuva mensch. Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was makir. The be'etzem, he's nothing. He's a metzias of afar and afer. Any godless that he has, not any godless, any chius that he has, that he has any type of chius, is kulay rachmei Hashem. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzim mitzidi, what am I? Off of Eifer. The mensch, Michlal, is be'etzim off of min Adam. When the Eibishter creates the Adam, Vayitzeh is Adam, off, Vayivro is Adam, off of min Adam, be'etzim, what's the Adam? Off of. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim madenofach min delay nofach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in benofeach the nishmas chayim into this shtick offer, vayi Adam lenefesh chayo, then this offer comes alive. But be'etzim, what's the Adam? Offer. What's Efer actually? Efer is a hemshech of Ofer. It's more than Ofer. What's Efer? Efer is you take something which has a tzura and you burn it and you destroy the whole tzura of what it has. And what are you left with? The minimum shev, minimum, you're just left with the ashes. Anything that you take a table. There's a table. There's a tzura of a table. And you burn it until it has no longer any tzura of a table. But what are you left with? A pile of ashes. Ofar is what the Adam is be'etzem mitzad mitziyusoi. Ofar min ha'adoma. Efer is a hakara when he's mevatel the tzura, his tzura. So after the bittul of the tzura, by Avraham Avinu, he was back here. The be'etzem mitzad echad all he is afar, and even more than that, his whole tzura be'etzem, he was mevatel his whole tzura, his whole metzias, his whole chias bekum va'aseh was mevatel. When he was prepared to be thrown into the kivshan ha'esh, he was mevatel himself completely for one thing, Kvod Shamayim. What is he left with? Efer. Lulei rachamecha. With rachamecha. The Adam is offer be'etzem of ayipach ma'apom nishmas chayim. Gewaltig. Then he's a nefesh chaya. His chius. But the chius in the Adam, the chius hamiyuchedes from the Adam. Behemoth is also called a nefesh chayim. They don't have that level of chius. Then Nefesh HaChaya comes from the Oretz. And the fish of the birds comes from the Mayim. Don't see a Mayim Nefesh Chaya, don't see an Oretz Nefesh Chaya. This is a completely different level. So Drashi by the Adam, by Yehi Adam, the Nefesh Chaya, Chaya Shebekula. She Nisvasev Boy, Seichel Vedibu. Adam is a different level of Chiyus. Adam is a Medabe. Adam is a Ba Seichel. All different level of Chiyus. That Chiyus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Be'etzim unzi Adam. Awful. And if he really comes to that hakara, what he is, and he's mevatel, his whole tzura is be'etzim eifer. Lulei rachamecho, lulei vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Be'etzim the Adam, the guf ha'adam is a kli kibul for the shefa of chayim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia to the Adam. Why is the mace metame? Be'etzim, there's a very interesting thing what happens in Misim. This neshama leaves the goof. What's left here in this world is the goof. A goof without a neshama. A goof without a neshama. What's the ikka here? As far as we're concerned, by Misa, the goof is the ikka. Why? We have all sorts of halachas. What we have to do with this goof? Where's the neshama? Neshama's there, lemalo, gone. We have to treat it with kavod. Tremendous halachas of kvod hameis. We have to be koyver the guf. The guf is a choshev azach. In misa, the guf is a choshev azach. But if a person thinks that the guf is the ikka, or any mashmos that the guf is the ikka, that's tumma. Tumma is gematria ani. What is the adam? Ani, the greiser, Rava Gon, Rashke Bahag, the Rebbe Rebani, Shlita. As tumma. Ani? Who are we? Vayipach v'apov nishmas chayim. What's the ani? Ula koyach be'etzim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The grace of ani? Me'em is. It is the grace of ani. Who is the grace of ani? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Grace of ani. But when a mensch thinks that he's the ikir, forgets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being shofar everything to him, and that be'etzim is tumma. Al pi halacha, if it's tumma, lav davke. Of a guf without a neshama, that's tumma. How do we restore the Tahara? The Torah tells us you take a Parah Aduma. Rabbi Yisai, I didn't come to give all the Tamim for the Parah Aduma, and therefore will be moichek the first pasuk of the second pasuk of the parasha. It's no longer a choik. But it's interesting. Zois chukas ha-toira, in Ken Zayin, there are more drushes and more esberim from the medrashim from Chazal, from Medroshim, from the Rishonim, from the Achronim, from the Mahalchim. And without wissen, the Ike Nekuda, the Chayk, is that it's Metame Tehorim, Metar Metameim. And even that there has bearing. I didn't come to explain the timing and to explode the chayk. We're not holding by lasid lovei. This number will be a big bush. Lasid lovei, they be still come be megale the tam. And then they say, well, he once gave a shmuz in Teres Moshe with the tam is mufrach and ganzen. And what can I do? Rebbeinu Shlomo, I took a chizuk from this idea. The chizuk, I'm not saying it's the voice of my daughter, Rebbeinu Shlomo. I'm not trying to say this is no longer a choy. Chas v'shalom. The inyanim are very tifer inyanim, fashneitzach, even what we can talk about. And the choy sheba, fashneitzach, is so tif we can't even talk about it. That's a dvarim. Nistorim and Elomim. But even calls it, try to understand a Mashahu. Is a din of Kisui Adam. Kisui Adam applies to Chayas and Oifas. It doesn't apply to Behemoth. Maral gives a hesbet. Come move on. Maral's tifa idyonim. And I'm not saying this is what the Maral's saying. The Nosid Lovi, the Maral will say, you spoke of a narishkeit bishmi, what a chutzpah you had. I'm not saying it's the Maral. Oh, Mashahu, Alpi, the few words that he writes there. Maybe you can take out and misunderstand what he's saying and say this misunderstanding. That behemoths are yesod ha'ofel. Behemoths are much heavier and slower and grob. Chayas, the need, kisui adam, like a tzvi, is light, rushes, runs, moves, good. Since that's a simon that has a special nefesh, it has more chius than, it has more ruchniyistik chius than the behemoth. And therefore, that needs kisui ba'afa. But the behemoth is called kulei afa, doesn't need the kisui ba'afa. What's the most megushim dika behemoth we have? A para. Para is older. When you see cows until they move, until they twaddle along, Shabbos dika hate, noch and chalent, mamish, like, until they get them to the milking place. You ever seen a parah run? And even if you'll tell me there's a shar is chotcha zachar, a parah is an akeva is even more chamrius than the zachar. Mamish. The para is more grub than a keves. It's heavier, bigger than sheep. They're also slow and things should be so the offer. If you take the para, para's offer, mamish, you say the offer, with has a shtikul chius in it. Efshitz merumas, this idea. Maybe, from the fact it's called a para aduma, miloshen adoma, efshet. We darshan other things from the aduma, the color, v'chule, of efshet, also maramis. A shtik offer. And all we do, we shecht it, we take the chius, the dam, of this para, and ולוקח אלו זעקוי מדומה בעצמו, והיא זו אל נויכח פני אויל מויד. midama sheva pami. The chiyus of this adama, the chiyus of this para, the dama chiyus, the maze sheva pami, noichach play oil moed. Chiyus has a shaychus to oil moed. And then we soyref the para, and we take away its whole tzura, and we turn it into eifer. And then we take the eifer, and we put on it mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is from a remez to the yesoid of chayim. The yesoid of chayim is the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the makar mayim chayim, shteit the pasuk. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the makar mayim chayim. Mayim chayim comes from a be'er. It's kochzach, it comes, it's chiyus. Where's the makar? Makar is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you take the para, which is the guf, and you connect the chiyus of this guf to the oil mayid, and then you mavi the old tzura from this guf, and you connect it with mayim chayim, and then you take the mensch, who's connected to a guf without the mayim chayim, the guf hameis, with a neshama who's boreach mimena, and you reconnect him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alidei hazoas meinid. Shlishi v'shvi, and when does he become tahar? When he comes back to something which is the mal of min hateva on the yom hashmini. Avraham Avinu understood that he's Eifer. He was mevatel his whole tzura because there's something more than just the guf ha'adam. If the ikir adam is his guf, then it's okay, you have nice ideas, you believe in God, the Nimrod doesn't agree with you. And in the end of the day, he says, okay, Aran, kip shalosh. When he gets so frustrated, he can't answer you. Kiv shalosh. So the ik is the goof. Ik is chay olam hazeh. That's silly. Why go in kiv shalosh? You could dray out of it. Ahin, aher. Agree to Nimrod. Seder, maskim. Whoever you say is the God is God. And you run away and you go somewhere else and you start up your new Kiruv program somewhere else. Nimrod's not going to stay you. But for Avraham Avinu, the Ike from the Mensch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Vayipach Mi'apov Nishmas Chai. And Bittul HaGuf, God. The Ike is the Rebunsh. Anoichi Eifer, off of Eifer. It's all rachamecha. My whole chiyus comes from you, Ribbono Shel Olam. When Avraham Avinu lived with that hakara, by Avraham Avinu was real. It's an easy thing to say. It's not so easy to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lived with that hakara. That was Avraham Avinu, Anoichi Of Va'efer. The Gemara over there brings the David HaMelech said, "Ani tolas velo ish." I'm a godel anema by Avram more than David, because Avram said, "Anochi off of Eifer." But Moshe Rabbeinu was even a higher madrega of Anova. He said, "Benachnu ma." Now, why couldn't Avram Avinu have said, "Benachnu ma"? And if you say, "Okay, he never thought of it," but David HaMelech came after both of them. And David HaMelech knew the Torah. And David HaMelech knew that Avraham Avinu said, off of Eifer. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu ma. So why did David say, Anima? Or Nachnu ma? You'll get yourself into the Gemara. What do you need to have that Avraham's a higher madrega than you? Do something. That's the prum thing to say. Who am I? Ich bin a garnished. But David HaMelech didn't say that. Why not? Because David HaMelech wasn't holding there. The Gemara is telling us where they were actually holding what was real. When David HaMelech said, Anochi Talas, Talas has a chius. It's only the koi has only prepared. It's very, very schwach, but it has chius. David wasn't holding the madrega of Avram. And Avram wasn't holding the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a shmuz bifnei atzmoi, but al kolponim, it's no gel it didon. Avram Avinu lived off of a Eifadik. It was real. It was a real hakara that my whole chius, not like a tolas, my whole chius comes from you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Lulei rachamecha. He lived like that. And therefore, bischar of that, bonov, those gatorain in Klal Yisrael, b'midas ma, that we are zoiche to this gewaltige mitzvah of Parah Aduma. To be makir the be'etzim the mensh zeifer, and to be makasha the eifer with the makar mayim chayim. Then you come back to Tahara. Tahara is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'taher libeinu le'avdecha be'emes. Not the tumor of ani. Not chas v'sholem to separate the guf from its makar. The fizeh, we can begin to understand the moshul of the Ben Shifchon. Nichoyre, what's Paraduma got to do with the Egel? Kapara for the Egel. How is it Kapara for the Egel? So Kipshutai, Beshitchis, we could say, that when Klal Yisrael got Torah, when the Ben Shem gave us Torah, was Cheirus. Cheirus mi Malach HaMavis. When Klal Yisrael, after Maimed HaSinai, was Nifsak Bimenu Misa. When they did the Egel, was Choyzer Togzer of Misa. And Klal Yisrael, by Maimed HaSinai, was so Dovuk to Hashem Yisborach, Mikoyach the Torah. The Torah is Mayim Chaim. And the Torah elevates the whole guf. We meshabed it to Seichel. Is the mensh chay le'olam. You go back to the madrega of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, a mensh shouldn't die. But when they made the Egel, they lost that madrega. Mimela was Choyzer Misa. So the whole problem that we have, Tumas Mes, is because of the Egel. We've got Parah Aduma, takes away Tumas Mes. This is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Oh, but lichoy, the Dvorim is a bit deeper than that. Because Ebazei, then we just burn an Egel. We just try to revert the Egel. What's the Nekuda of Tova Imoy? This Parah is the Imoy of the Egel Azor. In the Medrash, Shmois Rabbo, famous Medrash, Parsha Gimel, Ois Gimel. So the Medrash, the Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu complains after Tevin Oinosinem, Vayom Hashem ro'oi ro'isi es oni ami. Ro'oi ro'isi. What's ro'oi ro'isi? This double loshen. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, ato ro'ye ri'a achas, v'ani ro'ye shtei ri'yos. Ato ro'ye oison, boi nesinai mekablin teirosi. You only see one ri'ya, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see Kabbalah Satoira, the goddess of Klal Yisrael. V'ani ro'ye oison mekablin teirosi. Is there a ro'oi? Yes, I also see that. The schus of Kabbalah Satoira. Aber keshe ovoi de Sinai, lite lohem es Satoira, ani yoirid betetra mulin sheli, I'm going to come down with my kisei hakavod, a meidik gilui of all the malachim around the kisui, the kisei, and the gvaltiga in giluyim by Maimed Har Sinai. Shehem misboinin in bi, and Klal Yisrael are going to see these giluyim. Veshoyntim echad mihem umachisin oisaboy. And they're going to extract, they're going to separate one of the four chayas that carry that kisei. And they're going to be machis me with it. They're going to make me angry with it. One of the four chayas, or not really a chaya, but one of the four sides, tetramulin, is something which has four ponim, four sides to it. Tetra is four in Yavonish. Is one of the four sides is a shor. There's an Aryeh, a Nesher, a Shor, and an Adam. And now we can say we learn Maisa Merkav. One of these is the Shor. Each one of these things, Rabbi Sai, represents Giluyim of Hashem Yisbarach's Midas, tiefer in Yonim, which Pashtetza we have no Shaykhus to. Of Al Koponim, over here, they state in Medrash that they took the Shor and they were Shoymit. They took it away from the kisei. They extracted the shor from the kisei. When they made the egel, they made davka an egel. The Rishonim Masbir, the union of egel. Tifa in Yonim, what the egel represents. But the egel was the shor, the hemshech of the shor from the kisei HaKovet. But what were they doing with the egel? They separated the egel. They separated the shor, this inyan, this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the kisei. And they said, Eilu Elohecho Yisrael Sheelucha Meretz Mitzrayim. They separated this midah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu, the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom. And they took Zahav, which has no chiyus, and they made it into an egel, and it got chiyus. And then they said, this egel, this is the whole aschola, this is the whole ike. This is what it's all about. It's not connected to the kisei HaKovet. You don't need to be connected to the kisei HaKovet. It's this bida, it's this hanhoge. It's not connected to the kisei HaKovet. We're separating it, which is classic Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah separates the koichus of our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria, different koichus that he has, and separates it from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's Avodah Zarah. Elohim Acherim. Separated instead of Elohim, Elokeihu Elohim, Baal HaKoichus Kulam. No, Elohim Acherim, this Baal, that Baal, separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did the Ovdei Avodah Zarah say? You can't have Shaychus at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we have Shaychus? No, you can't have any Shaychus. He's too far removed from us. You have to have Shaychus with this Maloch, this Koichov, this Koyach. That you can have Shaychus. And that's how you'll be Mashbi on it, and that's how you can live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, Malchi, Amlochim, they weren't Koifer. That there was the boiring. They weren't koifer in the Kael Elyon that they said is too far removed. The Egel Azov was doing exactly that, separating the Egel from the Kisei HaKovet. Once again, the Pora Aduma. And we take a Pora, which is that Indian of Shor. Only the Nekeva of the Shor, the Nekeva aspect. And what are we saying? We're being miyaches, this whole Inyan, back to our Kodesh Baruch. It has a separate chiyus, chas v'sholem. It's separate from our Kodesh Baruch, chas v'sholem. It has a gansa tzura, it's a para. No, we'll burn it. And we'll turn it into Eifer. We'll take away that Surah. And then we'll connect it to the Mayim Chayim. And we'll say, what is this? And even before we do that, we take the Chiyus of the Parah. And we're Mazir, the Dam, Noichach, the Play Oil Mayid. It's all connected. We're reconnecting it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalem, the egel is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This midah is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tovay imoy. This egel comes from somewhere. The egel didn't start. The egel isn't the aschala. The egel comes from somewhere. Where's it come from? From a para. It doesn't start from then. It comes from a mother. It's not something which starts on its own. It's born from somewhere. It's born from the mother. Where'd the mother come from? The mother came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately. Oh, when you do that, you're taking away the schmutz. When the egel, when the tinoik is metanif, the Beis HaMelech, you bring schmutz into the palace. You bring an egel and you start separating. You say there's other koiches separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's being metanif, the palter in Shel Melech. Who's going to clean up? Who's going to take away this schmutz? The Shoresh. What's the Shoresh? Put the tinoik back to its Shoresh. Imoy. And Imoy? Imoy's clinging to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is in Parah Aduma by being makir that the Be'etzem, the Mensch, Mitzad Atzma is Eifer. The Tzuras Adam, the Gans Ani, the Gans Klakakait of the Mensch is Eifer. What is this whole, what is this chiyus separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom, Mayim Chaim? We're reconnected to the Mekor Mayim Chaim. That's Tahara. And that's a tikkun for what they were trying to do with the Egel. To reconnect everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. So is chukas ha-toira. Chuk chukakti, gzeiru gozarti, I ato rashai lahar ha-achariya. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, God la metzuve va-oise ve mi she'ena metzuve va-oise. Why is metzuve va-oise the higher madrigan than the ena metzuve va-oise? In the world we live in, we would think, what do you mean? Pliny, he was told to do this. Okay, so he did it. About Pliny, he wasn't told. And he comes and he volunteers to keep Torah. He's not mechuyev bichlal. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a gewaltige Sach? Told the Gemara, no, God la metzuve ve'oise, mi mishayna metzuve ve'oise. There come a biurim of the Rosh, and Tosa Rosh brings a meridik of biur. What connects the mensch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What makes a mitzvah that by doing a mitzvah we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is the connection? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, and when you do mitzvahs, it does wonderful things for the neshama. Is that what gives a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, created the world, that if we eat breakfast, it's bavim peches machlis. Pas shachris is a wonderful thing. So when I eat pas shachris, am I connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Adam that when he's thirsty, he could dehydrate, and then chas v'shalom, faint, and etc., etc. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created water, and a mensch should drink water. When a mensch drinks water and he's makpid to drink water every day, before, when it's hot in the summer, he doesn't want to dehydrate. See, we made a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made the bria that drinking water is good for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, they're putting on tefillin, it's very good for your neshama. He made the Bria, the being Mechalel Shabbos on Saturdays, it brings a Chorban to the Bria. That's the way he made the Bria. That's everything, it's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. So what makes the Taryag Mitzvahs something special? The Taryag Mitzvahs were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Kedusha Sheba, it's the Tzivui Sheba. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaveh, asked to do the Mitzvah, and I hear, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're telling me to put on tefillin, Shaltam Lois Al Yodecha, I make a bracha, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos, Gvaldigash Kedusha, there is a Mitzvah, Asherinu Matoi Chalkeinu. No other nation knows these things. Oh, but that's not why I'm doing it. The Ike is Vetzivanu, the Tzivui Sheba. I've mentioned many times in Sfarim HaKadoshim brings the word mitzvah, Mem Tzadi in Atbash is Yudke. Is mitzvah is Be'etzem Havaya. It's Hashem, the Shem Hashem. The mitzvah sheba, the tzivu sheba, is be'etzen the shem Hashem. But the shorish of it, of a mitzvah, is encoded. Atbash is a code. So the first two letters, shorish of the shem, the yud k, come hidden, mem tzadi. But be'etzen, when we do a mitzvah, as the tzivu, that's what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eina Metzuvah Ve'Oisa does wonderful things, it's good, and it gets Kedusha and everything else, but it doesn't connect, it's no different than eating breakfast. It doesn't connect B'davke Ali Deizeh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Tzivui Metzuvah Ve'Oisa, that gives me the Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Spitz Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in a mitzvah which I don't have even any mahalach. When I have to take my seichel, which is the ganze ani, and I say, what is this all about? There are steers over here. Metame tahorim. Metarab tmeim. Gvaldi. It's a gvaldi geinion. I just heard a good shmuz about how it's metarab tmeim. Oh, but then the pele is the person who's taking the mayim chayim, and he's connecting the tome, reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes tome. Ayetachin. Zok the Torah, there's a time when you have to be mevatel your das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoyz chukas haTorah choyk chokati gzeiru gazarati. Where do you see that the mensch is mamish connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the mitzvah ve'oise, that's the keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the mamish bits keshe. If the Rabbanu Shalom says, I'll give you mitzvahs which you're not even going to understand, and the only reason you're doing it is because of chokakti gzeira gozarti, because of the tzivui sheba. That shows you're my eved. That shows you're kosher to the bari olam. You're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzim in every mitzvah is the tzivui sheba. But a mitzvah which we understand, which we have a mahalach, no. Is it the Tzivu Sheba or is it the Kedusha Sheba? When we keep Shabbos, is it the Tzivu Sheba or is it the Kedusha Sheba? Or is it the challenge at the end of the day? When we put on tefillin, we have a ganze hesber what tefillin is. Is it the Tzivu Sheba? Well, the Heiligen Yonim, the Chizukim, and the Munah, Zeichel, Yitzis, Mitzrayim, v'chule, and the ganze Pinim, Muchal, and Zuman that we say before we put on tefillin. Is that why we're putting on tefillin? Or, that's when it starts. It's a mitzvah, Shaltim, Reisal, Yodecha. And that's the Aleph. And that's the Tov of the Kavonah. Mitzvah, Tzrichas, Kavonah. What Kavonah do you have by mitzvahs? That it's a mitzvah. That it's a tzivui. That the Eibush is telling me. The Aleph of a Keshe with a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Halacha. Yen about Tshuva is so mistaken, Nebuch.
Nebuch. The Aleph of the Keshi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaptic v'aloche.
That brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. That's what shows I'm an Eved. I'm connected to a greater power, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Boirei. I have a Balabas. There's a Melech in my life. Good, there are things which I understand, there are things which I don't understand. When I do things that I don't understand, which agav for most of us is most of halacha. So when I do things which I don't understand, then I'm even more connected. Oh, but even when I do things which I do understand, why am I doing it? V'tzivanu halichos oilam loy. When his halicha in oilam hazeh is governed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rules, then he connects with Olam Haba. Kol ha'shoyne alochus b'chol yoyim harei zeh ben Olam Haba. When a yid keeps halacha, it's not just a side thing to be Jewish. It's the whole yesod and the whole aleph and the whole tuf of Torah. Zois chukas ha-Torah. That's what Torah is about. Being a metzuvah ve'oise. There are things that I atorah shayla ha'acharea. Why not? Because I was not megale the tam, and if I wasn't megale the tam, ein lecha bitul Torah yoseh godl mizeh. To try and figure out the tam of this lekuda be'etzev, this which is hidden, metami Torah metar tmeim, to try and figure out that tam is the biggest bitul Torah you can possibly have, because the Eibush Hashem wasn't megalit. So you're trying to learn something which you cannot learn. Ein lecha bitul Torah yoseh godl mizeh. So why am I doing it? That connects me with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Yisod of Parah Adum is to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Yisod of the Egel, Chas V'Shalom, is shointing, extracting it from the Kisei HaKovod. In the Egel Azov I get back. We don't have the Egel Azov. But we have Chukim, and we have Halacha. And we have many times in our life when the diktuk in halacha is not so easy. And while a mensch forgets to make a nach bracha, al amichi on a bashul, he suddenly realizes he has to go all the way back to go make his al amichi, not to bashul. Come many tziurim in life where the halacha tells us to do something which we don't want to do. That's when you show you're connected. Now we're avodim for HaKadosh Baruch. I show this HaKadosh Baruch in my life. To who do I show it? To myself. Not after the world. Nobody has to know that you forgot the Alamichio and that's why you're going back. That's not the vort. Voice to yourself. You bring HaKadosh Baruch. We bring HaKadosh Baruch into our lives. Be'etzin Kadaikus, this is the yesod of the Ganze Parshah. But we don't have time to explain that now. The Ganze Parshah. You go through the whole parsha with this yesod. One Indian, very quickly, the Shiras HaBe'er. We could speak a Ganze Shmuz about the Shiras HaBe'er. The Shiras HaBe'er. Oz Yoshi Yisrael is Ashir Azois Ali Be'er Enula Be'er Chaforua Sorim Korua Nidive Am Bimechoike Gumisha Noison. So to Orachayim HaKodesh Be'etzim it's Miyusad in Chazal, I'll tell you in a second where, that this Be'er, the Shiras HaBe'er, is Be'etzim Ashir on Torah. The Be'er is Marames to Torah, which is a Be'er Mayim Chaim. A Mayim Chaim, which comes in the Ruchnistik Oifen, in the Gashmistik Oifen, it's Achaim. In the Ruchnistik Oifen, it's Torah. Chafurua Sorims of the Arachaim HaKadosh, he started with the Ovis HaKadoshim, who called Sorim. Karuha Nidive Am, that's Moshe, Yeshua, the Zkenim, the Nevi'im, then the Nidive Am, who opened up this Be'er properly. B'mechoykik, he says, in the Hemshech HaDoiris, the Chachmei Yisrael, and the Mechoykikim, who made Siogim, Mechoykik, B'misha Noisom, Zog the Orachayim, Vadvoim Aruchim, of his Ayin Shom, so B'misha Noisom is with the matter of the Doris HaRishonim, Chalila, the Mechoykikim from the Doris HaRishonim, say things which are not based on the Doris HaRishonim, B'mechoykik, B'misha Noisom, with the Haschola from Torah, from the Doris HaRishonim, Umimid ba maton, the Gemara in Erevin and the Gemara in the Dorim, darshans from Mimid bar Matana on Torah. That's the Bekar where the Arachaim extended the drasha. Mimid bar Matana, in Mesim Adam Atzmai Kamid bar Shakol Doshin Alav, Nit Nalai bar Matana. In order to get Torah, you have to be mevatel the Heilige Rebbe, the Rebbe Rebani. Shakol Doshin Olav. Ubi Matana Nachliel. And once a person has Torah, Shinitna Loib Matana, is Shach Tarkodesh Baruch Hu Nachle Keil. Ubi Nachliel Bamois. So the Gemara, and then he's Oile Ligdula. Well, as they weiter the Gemara. When a man should battle himself, he takes away the ganze zich, the ganze ani. He realizes he's eifer. Who am I be'etzim? A klikibul from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then nitna loy Torah, nitna loy b'matana, nachli eil, nachli keil, bomois, godless. That's godless. We mentioned last week, Be'etzim, this is the Yisod. When we finish davening for Klal Yisrael, then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokai. I have an Elokim. I have a Balabos in my life. Elokai. It's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzor L'Shoni Meiro. Svosai Midabe Mirma. All the tainas and these the lashon haras and the zachna I have on people, take it away from me. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidoim. It shouldn't react to the nourishkeit of people. V'nafshi ke'ofol akoil tiye nimidbar. Nafshi ke'ofol akoil tiye. When Pliny upsets you and Almighty this and you got tainas there. But just think, how are you going to daven the next tefillah? How are you going to save an afshi keofel akol tia? I have a pshat. Beat me up. An afshi akol tia? He's going to tread on me. He's going to this. If you look at the Sidurim, Kintumani is not Bitmir. And then you can come Psach Libi Besayrosech. Noi Delecho, Unesape Tilosecho. Paraduma we don't have. But the Yisod of Paraduma we still have. Chukim, Halachas. Noi Delecho, Unesape Tilosecho. Al chayeinu amesurim biyadecho, val nishmaseinu avakudes loch. That's who I am, Ribbono shel Olam. When a yid says that, they're spritzing on him the eifer hapara with the mayim chayim and reconnecting him to the Borei Olam. Al chayeinu amesurim biyadecha nishmaseinu abkudes loch ribayne shalaylam. That's Be'etzim who I am. Nafshi ke'ofa la'koil tiye psach libi v'soyrosecha.